Indian batting greats to another, Chris Gayle, one of the sport's most charismatic and controversial characters. Gayle is the ultimate 2020 globetrotter, playing in leagues in Australia, India, England, Bangladesh and his native Caribbean in 2016. But he took time out from his busy schedule to join us in the Stumped studio in London and share some of the stories from his new memoir, Six Machine. DJ Bravo,
DJ Bravo. Gayle pulls high and that has gone away for six.
This is going way over long on for six runs. And you'd need it to be about 30 metres tall to catch that.
What a shot that is. He smashed it straight down the ground. It's for his 100, of course. And Chris Gayle, who's got an enormous smile on his face. It's a lovely smile Chris Gayle has.
Gayle hits it in the air high, down towards long arm. That's going to be six.
He really is a powerful man, Chris Gayle.
Anderson bowls. Gayle hammers him for six. Way over long on. What a remarkable shot. It can only be Chris Gayle.
Champion, yes. Chris, you had a broad smile on your face and you're listening to that. Does it bring back some good memories?
I love the way you say it.
Chris Gayle got a big, broad smile on his face.
That's true, I have a big mouth, so I always smile, and just true.
And of course, a lot of that was from the World T20 in India.
Yeah,
pretty special tournaments.
Yeah, it was. Being champion as well is fantastic. So, you know, the first team to actually win it, you know, twice. So, you know, I'm very happy to be a part of that.
It's been a busy week for you because it was only just a few days ago you were playing in the IPL final where you smashed 76 off 38 balls. The result didn't quite go your way, though, because it was Sunrisers Hyderabad, wasn't it, that won? But
yeah.
Pretty good final to be involved in, nonetheless.
Very, very good final. I thought both teams played well. Both teams getting 200 runs is fantastic for the fans. But like you mentioned, 76 wasn't enough to get the RCB across the line. But like I said, credit must go to Sunrisers. I thought they played some good cricket as well, good all-round cricket. And, you know, we actually were up against one of the best bowling attack as well in the IPL. So they held their composure and they delivered for their team. So, you know, congrats to them. And David Warner led his team well.
Let's dig in a bit here, Chris. Now, come on. The book starts with the words, I'm weird, I'm a weirdo. What exactly do you mean by that?
Yeah, the reason why I say I'm a weirdo, because of my moods. You know, like I say, I could be here very, very jovial, and then in a, like I can just a snap second, then I'll be in a total different zone. So I don't know why that happened, but that happened a lot. I could be in a nightclub and you're not feeling the vibes, and then a split seconds you just come on, and then everything just come back to normal. And a lot of people try and read me, and most time I'm around my friend, I don't speak at all. I'll just there listening to conversation, and you know, they all know what I'm like, and they're just go about their business, and I'm right there and not saying a thing. So I'm just very quiet, very reserved, and I just love listening. So, you know, that's weird, you know, to be honest. And a lot of people say, we'll never know what you're thinking, and we can't get a chance to read you. You know, even on the field as well, you can't tell when Chris Gayle is going through an emotional feeling or something like that. So it's difficult to actually sort of read me in some areas, to be honest with you. That's why I think I'm a bit weird there in that sense now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I've learned one thing very quickly, not to ask you, hey, Chris, how are you feeling right now? So let's get that. But, you know, in India, Chris, many sportsmen struggled through from pretty desperate situations, but not too many would have stolen empty bottles to buy food. I mean, it sounds like a miraculous journey.
It was fun as well doing it. At the time, it was fun. You know, you grew the way you actually grew up. You didn't have, when you go to primary school or basic school, you know, you always have to come back home for lunch. You didn't have that sort of spending money to actually, you know, put in your pocket, and, you know, you can stay in school and then you buy your lunch like everyone else. You know, those were the little hustle, you know, we used to do in the younger days with your friends. And, you know, it was just fun. And sometimes as a kid, you don't know the danger you do. And, you know, until you grow up, then you look back and say, wow, did I do that? You know, you live next to, you know, two cricket grounds as well. You know, it was fantastic to be able to, you know, pick up bottles and then you go and sell it to the shop and get some money in your hand. And then it was like, wow, you know, you can go and buy your own food. You know, you don't have to depend on mom or dad or if any food is going to be home waiting for you.
Pakistan's